The red spruce is coming back in the northeastern United States. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Alexandra Kosiba, researcher in the Rubenstein School of Environment and Natural Resources at the University of Vermont, explores why these trees have made a rebound after years of decline.
For most of the 20th century, acid rain was a serious environmental threat, and it affected no tree more severely than red spruce. Scientists intensively studied red spruce, ultimately testifying to Congress about this issue. As a result, the Clean Air Act and subsequent amendments were enacted to reduce sulfur and nitrogen pollution that are precursors to acid rain. Now, decades later, and following continued monitoring, we are seeing evidence of a recovery for red spruce trees across the Northeast. Using dendrochronology, the study of tree rings, my co-authors and I examined growth from 658 trees spanning five states. We found that more than 75% of red spruce trees and 90% of plots exhibited growth recovery following decades of declines due to acid rain. We assessed the relationship between red spruce growth and factors that may influence growth, such as tree and plot characteristics and climate and environmental variables. Our results showed that during peak acid deposition, red spruce growth was low. While this relationship continued to persist even after regulations were enacted, by the early to mid-2000s, we saw recovery in red spruce growth. These results suggest that environmental regulations can have the positive impacts for which they are intended, although recovery can be slow. Our research also showed that climate change is affecting this tree species. Red spruce are responding positively to recent changes in the climate, specifically longer growing seasons and warmer winters. While this may be favorable for red spruce, it is not beneficial for all tree species, and it is likely that these positive benefits will not persist for long. In a warmer future, we don't yet understand how much change red spruce and other trees in the Northeast will be able to tolerate.
That was Alexandra Kosiba of the University of Vermont. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.